This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. My brothers, my sisters, welcome again to our new session, which is going to be inshallah the last session of the series Rabbana, our Lord. Alhamdulillah, I am sure we have been benefiting from the teachings of the Quran, subhanallah, which helps us to be able to be connected with our Creator, which we have kept as an objective for this series. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to benefit us in order to learn it, to implement it in our lives, inshallah. Let us continue, my brothers and sisters, the journey of this beautiful series, Rabbana, our Lord. Inshallah, today we shall begin with an ayah from Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, ayah number 7, in which Allah, Rabbul Izzah, He says the following.
ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which we need to ensure that we recite and remember, inshallah, the translation of which is, our Lord, You have encompassed all things in mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who have repented and followed your way and protect them from the punishment of hellfire. Subhanallah, such a powerful dua again. We are asking our Creator, our Rabb, our Lord, that indeed He has encompassed all things in mercy. And this is so true, subhanallah. We see the element of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in everything and everywhere, subhanallah. If it was not from the mercy of Allah, I wouldn't be talking to you, you wouldn't be listening to me. If it not the mercy of Allah, the love that you and me have towards each other, the families have the love towards each other, the siblings, the parents and teacher, the parents and the children, the spouses, the children, the friends and relatives, the element of love would not exist if it was not from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even in the creation of Allah, even in the animals, in the birds, in every creation, we see there is a element of love, affection, and that is out of the mercy, and that's just 1% of the mercy from Allah Rabbul Izzah that was shared in the entire world to the entire and complete creation, subhanallah. So it is the mercy of Allah that has encompassed everything. And subhanallah, we know the Hadith al-Qudsi, in which Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah said that He will overcome His anger by the mercy, subhanallah. The mercy will prevail my anger. My brothers and sisters, that's how Allah is. Allahu Akbar. He is extremely merciful. The need is to understand the mercy of Allah and fall in love with Allah. Such a beautiful creator Allah is. Subhanallah. And we are acknowledging the fact that Allah's mercy encompassed all things along with His knowledge. So Allah knows what's there in the past, in the present, the future, what goes on in your heart and mind, what goes on in people's mind. So Allah is all aware. He knows each and everything. He is the Allamul Ghuyub. He knows the matters of the unseen. He knows what goes on in our hearts and minds. So we are asking Allah Rabbul Izzah that indeed, our Lord, You have encompassed all things in mercy and knowledge. So forgive those. We are asking Allah for what? Forgive those who have repented. We are asking Allah Rabbul Izzah for those who have repented to forgive them. This is a dua indeed, my brothers and sisters, that we pray for others as well, and Allah will help us as well in the process of asking others. Allah fulfills ours repentance as well. And this is again, it invites our attention that how important and how powerful repentance is. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is always ready. He is always ready to forgive us. We have to make it possible by putting an effort to turn to Allah, to return to Allah Rabbul Izzah with the sincere tawbah, with the sincere repentance. And this seeking of the forgiveness of Allah to Allah, it is so beautiful. It is so beloved. Subhanallah, he just does not forgive people, but he loves to forgive people who repent sincerely. So we are asking Allah, by acknowledging the fact of His mercy and knowledge, we are asking Allah to forgive those who have repented. And number two, we are asking Allah, Rabbul Izzah, and followed Your way. So those people who follow the way of Allah, Rabbul Izzah, they definitely deserve the mercy of Allah. They definitely deserve the forgiveness of Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And finally, we are asking Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, to protect them from the punishment of the hellfire. Subhanallah, so many things. Number one, we acknowledge Allah's mercy and knowledge, right? There is nothing hidden from Allah, and there is nothing which doesn't have the mercy of Allah, Rabbul Izzah, without which the whole creation, you know, even we disobey, even we do not, you know, follow the way of Allah, still Allah's mercy is prevailing, around us, subhanallah. So we are asking Allah and acknowledging it that, O Allah Rabbul Izzah, You have encompassed all things in mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who have repented and followed Your way. And finally, we are asking Allah to protect them from the punishment of the hellfire. This is the topmost deal of that we have to have for everyone, my brothers and sisters, asking people's, freeness, the kind of, freedom from the hellfire, subhanallah. This is the most important dua that you and me can give to others. May Allah forgive everyone and free them from the punishment of the hellfire. The next dua is from Surah Al-Ghafir, Surah number 40, ayah number 8 and 9, in which Allah Azza wa Jal, He says the following:
Rabbana wa adkhilhum jannati adnin allati wa'adtahum wa man salaha min abaihim wa azwajihim wa dhurriyatihim innaka antal azizul hakim wa qihimus sayyiat wa man taqis sayyiati yawma idhin faqad rahimtah wa dhalika huwal fawzul azim.
Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua, subhanallah. We are invited again an attention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect to Him and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for certain things which are so essential and so necessary for us in order to be happy forever, subhanallah. And the meaning of this dua from Surah Ghafir, Surah number 40, ayah number 8 and 9 is as follows: Our Lord, and admit them to gardens of perpetual residence which You have promised them, and whoever was righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their offspring, indeed, it is You who is the exalted in might, the wise, and protect them from the evil consequences of their deeds. And he who You protect from evil consequences that day, You will have given him mercy, and that is the great attainment. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, the need is to recognize the meaning and reflect upon it. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit them to gardens of perpetual residence. Now, this is very, very important for us to understand as well. The Jannah is forever. As Allah says in many, many places, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. In it you will live in forever. So Jannah is not temporary, it is permanent. It is forever, subhanAllah. So we are asking Allah, our Lord, and admit them to the gardens of perpetual residence, which you have promised them. So Allah promises Jannah for those who are righteous. Allah promises Jannah for those who have patience. Allah promises Jannah for those who have consciousness of Allah, who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promises guidance. Allah promises Jannah for those who follow the guidance. Allah promises Jannah for those who incline towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does tawbah, who does repentance to Allah. Allah promises Jannah to all these people, my brothers and sisters. And it is a promise of Allah. And we know, wa'adallahi haqqa. Allah's promise is truth. So there is no way that Allah does not, follow up His promise, subhanAllah. So Allah, Rabbul Izzah, is teaching us to ask our Lord and admit them to gardens of perpetual residence, which you have promised them. And not just them, and whoever was righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their offspring, their children, their progeny. SubhanAllah, what a powerful dua. And we continue to ask, indeed it is you who is the exalted and might. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is indeed Aziz, and He is someone who is mighty, who is exalted, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Hakim. He is absolutely wise. So we acknowledge and we praise Allah by the names and the attributes that He has taught us in the Quran, that He is al-Aziz, meaning He is absolutely mighty, and He is al-Hakim, meaning He is absolutely wise. He knows when to give, who to give, how much to give, where to give, and everything. He does things with perfection, subhanAllah. And that's our Rabb, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are asking and mentioning this, indeed it is you who is the exalted in might, the wise. So we are further asking Allah, and protect them from the evil consequences of their deeds. And he whom you protect from evil consequences, that day you will have given him mercy, and that is a great attainment. So my brothers and sisters, we are asking a very powerful dua again, by saying that, asking Allah to protect, them from the evil consequences that may cause them to danger, that may cause them to harm, that may cause them to get into Jahannam, into the hellfire. But we are asking Allah to help them and to protect them from the evil consequences of their deeds, subhanAllah. And we are asking Allah to protect them and have mercy on them. And that is indeed, if Allah has mercy on that day, that person will be saved. And that is indeed the great attainment. My brothers and sisters, we need to ensure that we recite it, we remember it, we recognize it, we reflect on it, and we relay it, we share it with others as well, so that they may also benefit themselves, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The next ayah is from Surah Hashr, Surah number 59, Ayah number 10, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says the following.
رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any resentment towards those who have believed. This is something which we have to, you know, recite and remember, my brothers and sisters, and ensure that we recognize it and we reflect on it. What we are asking again and again, you know, is to forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any resentment towards those. What we realize, my brothers and sisters, is that we want to be clean, subhanAllah. We want to have a pure heart. We do not want to have anything which is, bitter in our hearts. We want to have a very beautiful heart that is free from anger, free from, bukhd, free from wrong thoughts or wrong feelings for anyone. Subhanallah. You know, this is something which is very, very important for us, because it's only the pure heart that will get into Jannah. It's only the pure heart that will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very important practice to pray for us and for others as well. Subhanallah, a lot of times we pray for just ourselves, and that's not the attitude of the believer. The believer, he prays for himself and for others as well, because he knows the power, she knows the power of praying for others, that Allah will appoint angels who will pray for them. Subhanallah. So we need to ensure that we practice this beautiful, dua, and ask Allah to forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any resentment, any anger towards those who have believed. Definitely, this is a practice that will help us all, and we need to share it to others as well, so that people also start praying for themselves, for their own forgiveness, for others as well, and not have any anger, not have any kind of wrong feelings for anyone in the heart. And one key practice, every single night just before you sleep, make sure you forgive everyone, so that you sleep a very calm, cool sleep, inshallah, with a pure heart. Who knows, we will get up tomorrow morning or not. So let's have a pure heart and sleep, so that we may be raised up as a pure person, inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. The next ayah is from Surah Hashr, Surah number 59 and number 10, the last portion of it, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he teaches us the following.
Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, our Lord, indeed, you are kind and merciful. My brothers and sisters, the need is for us to call out to Allah by using His names. Subhanallah. We need to ask Allah by calling out with these names, such as Ar-Ra'uf and Ar-Rahim. Subhanallah, He is extremely kind and He is extremely merciful. Now, what we need to realize and recognize and reflect on when we, go through these du'as, a very, very significant factor which we need to always consider, my brothers and sisters, is that Allah is giving us these names and attributes to connect with Him. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzah has so many names and attributes, subhanallah. And through those names and attributes, we actually recognize who Allah is. We actually get to know. We are creating an awareness from our own selves, in our hearts and minds, about Allah by using these, or by understanding these names and attributes. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, when we are asking someone to forgive, he should have the ability to do so. And who is more able than Allah? Because, you know, we are asking in so many ayat of this kind, the forgiveness from Allah, the repentance from Allah for the sins that we commit, for the shortcomings that we have, for the limitations that we acknowledge, for the wrongdoing that we do intentionally or unintentionally. We have wronged ourselves big time. So how do we, you know, actually rescue ourselves? These are the ways how we can actually rescue ourselves, by connecting, by turning back to Allah, who is Ar-Ra'uf and who is Ar-Rahim. When you actually recognize and reflect the meaning of Ar-Ra'uf, it is extremely kind. You know, you cannot imagine the kindness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. There is no limitation of the kindness of Allah. And of course, Allah is extremely and entirely merciful, and such a mercy that has no end. Subhanallah. Allah Rabbul Izzah is teaching us, my brothers and sisters, the beautiful thing, and that is to recognize Him, to get connected to Him, to acknowledge the names and attributes, to understand the meaning of it, to reflect upon it, and also, very important, to share it with others. Let people know that Allah is Ar-Ra'uf, He's extremely kind. Let your father, your mother, your siblings, let your children, let your husbands and wives, let your family members, friends and relatives, let them know who Allah is. He is Ar-Ra'uf. Let them know who Allah is. He is Ar-Rahim. And let us give hope to humanity. Let us give hope to humanity. He is extremely kind and He is extremely merciful. This introduction of Allah, or reintroduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can actually mend their lives, subhanallah. And we will become the reason for their happiness, bi-idhnillah, with the help and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a significant role that we can play, that you can play, that I can play in our society, that can spread prosperity, peace, joy, happiness, pleasure, love, affection, compassion in the society. This is what we actually require. We have to be the agents of good. We have to be the ambassadors of peace. We need to ensure that we ignite attention of the people, of the humanity, so that they can turn to Allah before they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next ayah, my brothers and sisters, is from Surah Mumtahina, Surah number 60, ayah number 4, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says the following.
رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and teaches us another powerful dua, and that is, our Lord, upon us we have relied, and to you we have returned, and to you is the destination. What a powerful dua. You see, we belong to Allah. Come out of that perception that we belong to this world. No way. Our forefathers, They didn't live for long. Their forefathers, they didn't live for their long. And, you know, subhanallah, we have to attest to the fact again and again, and remind ourselves that we do not belong to this world. We belong to Allah, and to Him we shall be returned. We are here for a temporary purpose, and the purpose being to worship Allah, and we will be tested for sure. So we need to actually do what? We need to rely on Allah. And that is what we are acknowledging in this dua. رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. Our Lord, upon you we have relied, and to you we have returned, and to you is the final destination. This is the acknowledgement and the reminder that we have to have, and we have to recite, and we have to remember, we have to reflect and recognize, and we have to share it with others, that, you know, there is no better way than to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is better, my brothers, my sisters, who is better than Allah Himself to be relied upon, to have trust upon, right? So we need to trust Allah completely, passionately, you know, the convincing or behavior that we should have towards Allah in terms of His trust as well, should be far superior than anybody's trust, subhanAllah. So we are asking Allah and we are acknowledging Allah, our Lord, upon You we have relied, and to You we have, returned, and to You is the final destination. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and bless us with the talent, with the ability to rely upon Him. We acknowledge that indeed we are going to return to Him. We indeed ask Allah to make us, you know, someone who is pleasing to Allah in this world until our death. And we ask Allah to help us and ease our destination, that we are going to go back to Allah to get the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, the need is that we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, the beauty and the benefit of trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you become so relaxed. Allahu Akbar. When you play your part to the best of your abilities, when I perform to my best abilities, the best way is to ask Allah, meaning we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for its success, and finally we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the outcome? We actually don't care, because we trust Allah and we will accept the decision of Allah. Those who have trust in Allah, they never fail. Those who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always at peace. Those who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always successful. Those who trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always, you know, successful and happy. Those who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are always beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and my sisters, we have to ensure that we rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remind ourselves that we have to, you know, we belong to Allah and our final destination is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the journey that we have, we need to make the best. We need to fulfill the objective that why we are here, and that is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, worship is anything and everything that we do which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a worship of Allah, be it prayer five times a day, all the fundamentals of Islam, being good to our parents, being responsible to our families, being good and fair and just in our dealings. That is all kind of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzah help us all to practice this and to help us to rely upon Him, inshaAllah. The next ayah is from Surah Mumtahina, Surah number 60, ayah number 5, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says the following.
رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites our attention to ask Allah, Rabbul Izzah, our Lord, make us not objects of torment, torture for the disbelievers, and forgive us, our Lord. Indeed, it is You who is the exalted in might, and the wise. What we need to recognize and reflect on this dua, my brothers and sisters, it's very, very powerful dua again. Subhanallah, every dua that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of teaching us to ask Allah, and this is again a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is teaching us again and again what to ask Allah. Perhaps we wouldn't even know about it if Allah didn't mention about these things. Subhanallah. Allah is so kind and merciful that He has taught us what to ask, knowing full well that we wouldn't be able to do so if Allah didn't have mentioned in it, right? So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as taught by Allah, O our Lord, make us not objects of torment for the disbelievers. So now, my brothers and sisters, obviously those people who are, who have enmity, who have, that grudges for the believers, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from them. This is something which is very, very essential for us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are asking Allah to forgive us, and we are acknowledging two, again, great attributes and the qualities of Allah, that He is, Al-Aziz and Al-Hakim. What quality requires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to be able to be protected from the torment of this world and the hereafter is His exalted and powerful quality, subhanallah. And that is what, you know, we see, subhanallah, whenever Allah Rabbul Izzah, He ends the ayah with the qualities and the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very, very relevant. It is very, very meaningful. For us to be able to be saved, we have to ensure that we ask Allah, who is indeed Al-Aziz, who is exalted in might. And that is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is wise as well. So He knows when to do what, subhanallah. So we are asking Allah to prevent and protect us from the torment of the disbelievers. And we are again asking Allah to forgive us. And we are acknowledging the fact that He is the exalted and the might. My brothers and sisters, let us again recognize this and reflect upon it and relay and share it with others as well. There are so many people who are, in fear, who are afraid, who are, oppressed, who are, in some kind of, trauma, subhanallah. For them, this becomes a recipe of happiness, the rope of rescue, the motivation for them to be able to connect with their Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us share this dua again with everyone, my brothers and sisters, to be able to help them come out of that fear, come out of that, any kind of trauma that they are going through and any kind of torment that they may, feel that they may have from anyone. And they may also ask Allah to forgive them. And they may also acknowledge that Allah Rabbul Izzah is exalted and might. Another dua that comes from Surah Tahrim, Surah number 66, Ayah number 8, in which Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the last dua of our series, inshallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says the following. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, which we need to ensure that we recite it, we remember and memorize it, we recognize the meanings of it, we reflect on and ponder over it, and we relay and share it with others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Our Lord, perfect for us our light and forgive us. Indeed, You are over all things competent, powerful. What we need to realize, my brothers and my sisters, is this is something so important for us to understand, that we ask Allah to perfect for us our light, meaning which we always fear of, and that is darkness. We want Allah Rabbul Izzah to perfect for us our light, to make sure that we are always guided, to make sure that we are all pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us again. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, pardon us and to accept our repentance and to make us among those who are tawabeen, who are the people who repent to Allah constantly. Subhanallah. And we are acknowledging the fact, and that is, إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, You are over all things competent. My brothers, my sisters, a very powerful reminder for all of us. We many a times fail to realize, we really and sincerely fail to realize that Allah is Al-Qadir. He is all powerful. And He is the one who is having the power over all things. That's what we say. Innaka ala kulli. Kulli here means everything. Kulli shay'in qadir. And that is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is competent over all things. Let us get back to Allah. Pray to Allah. Get connected with our Creator who is all powerful. Let us ask Allah for the goodness. Let us ask Allah for the welfare. Let us ask Allah for peace. Let us ask Allah for settling our affairs. Let us ask Allah to remove the problems. Let us ask Allah to grant mercy. Let us ask Allah to help us. Let us ask Allah to give us strength. Let us ask Allah to help us be independent, from everyone except Allah. Let us ask Allah because Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is competent, He is powerful over all things. My brothers and sisters, never ever think, never ever feel, never ever have a kind of a mindset that Allah cannot do this and that. Allah does everything what He intends, subhanallah. So we have to go back to the most powerful one, and that is Al-Qadir, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the beauty of faith, when we believe in Al-Qadir, He is the one who is all powerful, when He is the one who has power over all things. Who can harm us when Allah is with us? And who can save us if Allah is not with us, subhanallah? So my brothers, my sisters, always keep Allah on your side. Always be the one who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who does not associate anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you need, whatever you want, just ask Allah. Go in the sujood and get that closeness with Allah and ask Allah. Make a practice whenever you need anything, whenever you want anything. Just go and pray 2 rak'ah, be in the sujood and ask the one who is Al-Qadir. Call out to Allah, Ya Al-Qadir, I need this and this. Fulfill my desires, fulfill my needs, fulfill my wants. Ya Allah, who is better than you to give anything and everything, subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we please Allah always in our lives. Let us be submissive to Allah. Let us be humble to Allah. And let us ask Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. O Allah, accept from us whatever we have, little effort that we have done. May Allah bless each and every one of you. May Allah bless the organizers. May Allah bless every one of us, and to be make us among those who will be in the highest levels of Jannah, be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana الحمد لله رب العالمين.